Lesson 27. Edward. Receive. Wretched. Thousand. Gratitude. Repeat. Language. Shivering. German. Understood. The New Year. One pleasant New Year morning, Edward rose and washed and dressed himself in haste. He wanted to be first to wish a Happy New Year. He looked in every room and shouted the words of welcome. He ran into the street to repeat them to those he might meet. When he came back, his father gave him 2 bright new silver dollars. His face lighted up as he took them. He had wished for a long time to buy some pretty books that he had seen at the bookstore. He left the house with a light heart, intending to buy the books. As he ran down the street, he saw a poor German family, the father, mother, and 3 children shivering with cold. "I wish you a Happy New Year," said Edward, as he was gaily passing on. The man shook his head. "You do not belong to this country," said Edward. The man again shook his head, for he could not understand or speak our language. But he pointed to his mouth and to the children, as if to say, "These little ones have had nothing to eat for a long time." Edward quickly understood that these poor people were in distress. He took out his dollars and gave 1 to the man and the other to his wife. How their eyes sparkled with gratitude! They said something in their language, which doubtless meant, "We thank you 1,000 times, and will remember you in our prayers." When Edward came home, his father asked what books he had bought. He hung his head a moment, but quickly looked up. "I have bought no books," said he. "I gave my money to some poor people who seemed to be very hungry and wretched. I think I can wait for my books till next New Year. Oh, if you had seen how glad they were to receive the money."
"My dear boy," said his father, "here is a whole bundle of books. I give them to you more as a reward for your goodness of heart than as a New Year gift. I saw you give the money to the poor German family. It was no small sum for a little boy to give cheerfully. Be thus ever ready to help the poor and wretched and distressed, and every year of your life will be to you a Happy New Year."